405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Hey, Germ, while Charles Pyle is floating around there and he's talking about the mayor and the Commonwealth's attorney and the rest of it, remind him, please. Apparently, a whole slew of William Burnett for Sheriff signs have gone missing yet again. I'd love to hear a story on that. That's big story. That's news in the city. All the signs for the incumbent, Dr. Antoinette Irving, who has run that agency into the flipping ground, they're still standing. But the signs for her opponent, William Burnett, are missing again. Again. How about some news coverage on that? How about a little attention being paid to that? And please, let him know. Happy to provide William's phone number, email, address. I don't know, whatever the heck he wants. We got it. Because I just get the feeling that I'm pretty much the only one who seems to care at all about that that race and that issue. And part of it, by the way, might be by design. I think that's one of the reasons that she was elected and then reelected. Is because there are just so many people who have decided, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Why bother? I am seeing, however, a lot of folks checking in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, telling me that they voted for William Burnett today. Good. Good. Now, I know for some people it's difficult, right? Well, you know, I don't like this party label or that party label. Well, here's a little wake-up call. The Republicans in the city of Richmond do not have a candidate running for sheriff. Right? Nobody. So you got two options, and I'll tell you what I would do. I would vote for the guy who actually retired from the Richmond Police Department, who actually gives a crap about the deputies who work there, who actually served as lieutenant colonel under Sheriff C.T. Woody, who knows what it takes to run the agency. That's who I would be voting for. And frankly, I don't really care about any labels at that point. Oh, and by the way, he cares about the inmates as well. She doesn't. I mean, she's given up control. This is the thing. She's made sure, as she has busted that freaking budget down there at the Richmond City Sheriff's Office, she keeps crying about staffing. Well, I don't know how to break it to you, ma'am. Part of the reason that you can't get staffing is because you're such an unbelievably abominable manager. That's why. People don't want to work for you. You're terrible at your job. And you don't care about either side of the equation, which is really sad. You know, sometimes you get somebody who says, well, I'm strictly law enforcement, man. I only care about the deputies. I'm going to do this and that. Okay. What about the inmates? Ah, blank them. What do I care? Yeah, sometimes you get somebody on the other side. I only care about the inmates, Jeff. We're going to have pottery and pizza night and the deputies. Nope, we're not having any deputies. It'll all be fine. Then you get some folks who are kind of, I don't know. I don't even want to say in the middle, but are living in the real world. Take a look. Carl Leonard, sheriff of Chesterfield County, right? Carl Leonard is a career cop. It's what he's done his entire life. Retired, as you know, full bird captain out of the Coast Guard. You know, he would have been a one-star, right? He was going to be, if he would have stayed in, he would have been an admiral right now, but they wouldn't have let him stay in Chesterfield and just kind of said, I guess, well, hey, this is home and my family. No, it's okay. So he retired out as a full bird captain out of the Coast Guard. But he would have been an admiral if he had decided that's what he wanted to do. But he's so devoted to Chesterfield County. Spent a great career with the Chesterfield County Police Department. Of course, has been the Chesterfield County Sheriff now for a couple of terms. But he figured this out. He absolutely is a law enforcement guy. There's no question there, but he doesn't want the same people coming back and forth and in and out of the jail. So if somebody has some underlying issues, if you address those issues, well, maybe they don't come back to jail. Right? Somebody who is on drugs, somebody who is addicted, needs to get that handled. And Carl started the HARP program. And the H used to stand for heroin, but now it's anything at all. Believe me, nobody there's getting a free ride. They're not getting little chocolates on their pillows at night, but he is saying, let's deal with some of these issues. Let's fix this. You really are in a position where you don't want to be an addict? Okay, we will help you to not be an addict. That's good. That's good. So he's covering everybody. There's doing the right thing. I look at some of the other facilities, right? I go back to Pamunkey Regional Jail. Stellar operation. I'm not booking a week there as a vacation. Make no mistake about that. I'm not. But everybody on that staff, from the superintendent on down to every one of the frontline officers, they're doing everything possible to help as many people as possible. They are. They have programs there. They have programs so that you can stop being an addict. Deal with that. Deal with anger issues, right? Anger management, we hear all about it. Guess what? A lot of guys who are locked up, a lot of anger issues. Big shock, right? Program that I teach, Inside Out Dad. Some of these guys are fathers. And believe it or not, they would like to be better fathers. But they don't know how. All right. I happily go in there and help as much as I can. But nobody's excusing their criminal behavior. I'll tell you that right now. But the sheriff down there in the city of Richmond, good God almighty. The worst example from every single way that you slice it. Whether you are a Democrat or a Republican or unaffiliated or independent or I don't know, whatever other way you would describe yourself, if you're in the city of Richmond, number one, I mean, there is no Republican primary, right? So you fundamentally have one choice as you go in for early voting or on June 17th, 1 week from today for the actual election day. Even if you can't bring yourself to vote for anybody else, I don't care. I really don't. I don't care. But the one thing you ought to be voting for, the one place you can make a difference, a huge difference, is in the post of sheriff for the city of Richmond. Jeff, I don't want to vote for city. Don't vote for anything else. I don't even know who's on the ballot this time. Is it city council or is it school board? Whatever it is. Sheriff, that's the big one. That's the big one. That's where there's a contested primary. Oh, that's right. They got their lieutenant governor primary. Forgot about that. And the AG primary. I forgot about that, too. You vote any way you want or don't vote. I don't care. But. You're looking at the sheriff? You got one chance, my friends, if you are in the city of Richmond. If, in fact, you give a crap about the city long term, then you got to save the sheriff's office. And I'm here to tell you, William Burnett's the one guy who's capable of doing it. You reelect the current sheriff, forget about it. Just forget about it. It's the end of the line, as far as I'm concerned. Absolutely. The end of the line. All right. A lot of stuff we got coming up. Our buddy Craig Peterson's going to be here. You know, it is Tuesday. We always, always, always have Craig join us. Talk a little bit about the interwebs and staying safe online and protecting information. There's some big threats out there. Tony Pham is going to join us at 5:05. Looking forward to catching up with Tony on the air. I'm going to catch up with Tony off the air on a regular basis, but on the air, it'll be good. Tony, of course, was the director of ICE for President Trump last time round and has served, I think, deputy secretary of DHS. And I mean, a whole bunch of stuff. Tony, by the way, now that I'm thinking about it, Tony also ran the jail. Remember that? Peninsula Regional Jail? And he had programs there for his inmates. So he's another guy who sees the big picture. And, oh, don't forget, Tony also worked at the Richmond City Sheriff's Office for Sheriff C.T. Woody. So maybe Tony has a thing or two to say about the election there in the city. But anyway, we'll chat with Tony at 5:05. A couple of minutes from now, your chance to win a pair of tickets for the Artemis Pyle Band. Artemis Pyle, the lone remaining member of the original Lynyrd Skynyrd lineup. He and his band will be at the Beacon Theater this Friday, June the 13th. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. All right, I do believe that I've got a pair of tickets for you. The Artemis Pyle Band is playing at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Artemis Pyle, the last remaining, last surviving original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Wow. Wow, think about that. Anyway, they're coming to town. Love to give you a pair of tickets. Caller number 11. We'll do that at 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Caller number 11. You will get yourself a pair of tickets, okay? I think that's pretty cool. We have some information about the One Big Beautiful Bill, another piece of information. Small business owners now weighing in on this. 4-1 margin. Small business owners support extending the Trump tax cuts. Well, I agree with them. Absolutely. Absolutely. 71% of small businesses support maintaining and expanding the small business tax deduction. 70% of small businesses say that they are likely to expand or reinvest in their businesses, boost worker wages and benefits, hire more employees, or increase charitable giving if, in fact, the Trump tax cuts are extended. 64%, though, of those same small businesses say they're likely to delay expansion, likely to get a loan, they're likely to reduce inventory, reduce employees, or reduce hours or wages if those tax cuts expire. 63% of small businesses say no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, actually going to make it easier for them to hire workers. So if you think that that is simply some sort of propaganda coming from the White House, because that is how it'll be dismissed, it's actually a news story by a reputable legacy news media outlet, believe it or not. Isn't that crazy? They're reporting that. So it's not even, you know, the vast right-wing conspiracy. President Trump also putting out a message, says, if I didn't send in the troops to Los Angeles the last three nights, the once beautiful and great city would be burning to the ground right now, much like 25,000 houses burned to the ground in L.A. due to the incompetent governor and the mayor. Incidentally, the much more difficult, time-consuming, and stringent federal permitting process is virtually complete on those houses, while the easy and simple city and state permits are disastrously bungled and way behind schedule. There is nothing that the president will not call out. I do not believe that any of these folks in the opposition ever could have imagined that, but they're seeing it. 4:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it is still toasty, man. We're still at 87 degrees, and from the looks of it, we might very well have some showers and thunderstorms rolling through a little bit later, but I don't have an ETA. I can't tell you what time they're going to show up, but if they do show up, just be aware of that. Tony Pham's going to be with us in just about 30 minutes. Tony, of course, served with Sheriff C.T. Woody at the Richmond City Sheriff's Office, which reminds me, there seems to be some sort of an organized, coordinated effort to steal the signs of William Burnett, who is running for sheriff against the incumbent sheriff. Something ain't right here. This is not the usual, oh, you know, it always happens every election season sort of stuff. You know, you get kids that steal things and it's no big deal. But when you've got 100 signs that go missing one time and then a specific targeted early polling place location that has all the Burnett signs taken, but nobody else's. Nobody else's. There's something going on there. So just something to be aware of. But anyway, so Tony, in addition to that, of course, served as President Trump's director of ICE during the first term. And he'll be with us, give us a little insight into what's going on in L.A. Our friend Craig Peterson joins us every Tuesday. Every Tuesday, Craig is here. We talk about internet issues, especially staying safe online. And every once in a while, Craig's got one of those stories that I read and I don't quite weep, but he does blow some of my preconceived notions out of the water. And that's one of the things this week. Craig, I appreciate you being here as always, sir.
Hey, thanks. It's always fun.
You have once again destroyed my mind's image of the cloud. I had this beautiful, heavenly sort of image. There's a giant cloud with my information and photos of the kids and the puppies. And there's a guy like, well, with a long beard and a gait and everything. But the cloud is just what? Some goober's computer?
Yeah, exactly right. Now, you really describe what I think a lot of people think when you're talking about the cloud. And it's a problem because the cloud is just a word for someone else's computer. Just because something is in the cloud, whether it's your photos or your business with Microsoft 365 or Azure or Amazon, just because it's there doesn't mean it's safe. It's not safe from hackers. In fact, it's a bigger target than if you're running it in your own business. And the other big hallucination people have about the cloud is that it's cheaper. And sometimes it is, but most of the time, if you are a business and you have servers, you will find that it's cheaper to keep them in-house. So, yeah, do you want your data on a stranger's computer, or are you going to follow some of these other companies, multinationals, Jeff, that have had Microsoft lose all of their messaging, everything on SharePoint, and ended up suing Microsoft and basically lost because Microsoft says, hey, you didn't back it up. Just because it's on our computers doesn't mean it's safe.
Wow. All right. So does that mean that you have to go to the data center would be somebody else's computer. So you just have to have your own in-house data center to keep your stuff?
Well, yeah, somebody else's computer, right?
Yeah, exactly.
At the very least, that's what you should do. So for our clients, we actually connect to their Microsoft instance. And Microsoft is right now kind of a 800-pound gorilla when it comes to small businesses and your email and sharing documents and team meetings and stuff. So we connect every day to their Microsoft cloud infrastructure, and we actually pull everything back into our data center so that we have a copy of it here. And then depending on the customer, if they want to make sure they're absolutely sure, positively, it'll still be there overnight. Then we will encrypt it and push it up to another data center from another vendor. So like for Microsoft, we'll have a copy here, which makes it quicker for recovery, by the way, because we have all of the data right here in our offices. So we can go ahead and make new disks, make new machines, ship them out if the worst happens. And then we'll push it up to Amazon in encrypted cloud up there, encrypted before it even goes into the encrypted cloud, so that there's three copies. And that's called the old 3-2-1 backup method. I should write something about that again, but it's, you got to have three copies, on different media and in different places in order to really be safe. And in this day and age where the hosers are not just stealing our data, but are still ransoming it, you've got to have data that's offline, Jeff. Because if you hook up a USB drive to your computer and you're backing up your data from your computer to your USB drive, what do you think happens when the hoser starts his ransomware running on your PC? Your USB drive gets encrypted as well, and you're completely out of luck.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Now you mentioned moments ago, you said you have all of this information, all this data at your office so that you can prepare new disks. Are disks still a thing? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Well, they're not. Well, we do have spinning discs, and they are the best general. Well, let me put it this way: the best fast technology for long-term data storage. So these SSDs, these silicone discs, if you will, that we have in our laptops, etc., they have a fairly high failure rate, and there's different grades of those as well. But the spinning discs, if you get the good ones, those spinning discs are going to be good for give or take a decade, maybe longer. Now, some businesses have been backing up over the years to CDs, you know, compact discs or DVDs. And I've been warning about this for decades. But the problem is, if you're using those CDs or DVDs to back up your data and use it for long-term storage, okay, it's great. It's immutable. It can't be erased, right? Unless it's a erasable disk.
But
you know, there's this thing where with aluminum, where the aluminum inside the disk oxidizes. It, in other words, it rusts and is no longer readable. So there's so many businesses that just aren't paying attention. And I promise, Jeff, I'll put something together for people. But it's true for you. You know, all those cat pictures you have, Jeff, what would happen if you lost them all?
I would be distraught.
It would destroy my life. Yeah.
Serious. I wouldn't be able to do this show anymore. I'd be weeping quietly in a corner somewhere. I mean, I would.
My brother, I won't tell you his name, but his initials are Paul.
Okay.
He has all of his family pictures. Now, he has an Apple computer, and so he has it backing up to Apple. Well, supposedly, right? And then he decided he was going to back it up to a local hard disk that he put onto his computer because that was cheaper than paying Apple, X dollars a month. Mm-hmm. And, it's cheaper. And I said, okay, well, you've got to use something like Backblaze. And people should check it out, backblaze.com. And I said, what it'll do now, you can set it up with your own encryption key. So Backblaze can't decrypt it. Even if it's stolen, it doesn't matter. And they're not going to lose your data. And it costs you $7 a month for unlimited storage. It's just amazing how cheap it is. And I've had to restore for my customers before. I've had to restore for myself. So my unnamed brother, Paul, didn't take my advice. They lost that little USB drive because usually those disk drives are terrible, right? They're really not good quality. So it went totally kaput on him. He shipped it to me. I opened it up. I was hoping maybe it was just the case and the logic in there. No, it was actually the drive itself. And he didn't follow my advice to spend $7 a month with Backblaze. And he had turned off his Apple backup. So now all of his family pictures for decades are completely gone, unrecoverable, unless you want to pay about $5,000 to have them recovered.
Well, those better be some good families. I'm not paying. Look, I love my kids, but I'm not spending an extra $5,000 to get their pictures back. I'm a terrible father. I know. I probably would spend half of that though on the puppies. I don't want to do this math in front of everybody. I'm going to look really bad, but I got to call Paul and find out if he had a good looking family. And now he's just got to look to them in person. God help us. Craig, you got to tell me about this AI stuff. And it's killing jobs potentially. I'm looking, by the way, so that everybody knows, I'm reading Craig's weekly newsletter. CraigPeterson.com is where you go to sign up for it, CraigPeterson.com. And he's got all sorts of great stuff every week. It's free of charge. But the AI, here's the bold. AI could eliminate half of all entry-level white-collar jobs within 5 years. Here's why that concerns me. Remember those pictures of kids I have? I have one of those kids who's now graduated with a big-time fancy degree from Stanford who's staying with us because he's looking for a job. I mean, is he just, like, you know, out of luck?
Yeah, it's a tough world out there for anyone who's entering the job market. And frankly, a college degree really doesn't count for much anymore because what matters is what you can do, what experience do you have, and being able to regurgitate in college gets you so far, but it doesn't get you that entry-level job. And now business after business is getting rid of so many of these entry-level positions that people can't get a job to get the experience to go with their degree in order to have a life, right, for to going forward. And it's particularly bad, this pain, in technical fields, like obviously computer science, finance. So my advice to everybody is it doesn't matter what you graduated with or from where, become an AI expert. I don't mean you have to build AIs and understand how to do the tensor flows and everything else. I mean, understand prompts. How do you use and how do you make the best prompts? Those jobs have gone down from $250,000 a year annual salary to about $150,000. But they're still out there. And it doesn't matter if you're a finance person or computer tech or in the medical business, knowing how to use these artificial intelligences and use them efficiently and effectively is really big. In fact, this week, the University of California system announced they're giving every student ChatGPT right then and there to use in their classes. Their professors have made special GPTs for their classes, et cetera. But that's the advice, Jeff. I just don't care what you're in. You've got to learn how to use these things.
Fair enough. Hey, Craig, remind everybody, please, how they go. They get signed up for your newsletter.
Absolutely. CraigPeterson.com for my free newsletter, CraigPeterson.com. And this whole article about secure cloud data, I've got point by point things you can do to help keep your data safe.
And Backblaze.com, good place to go. Unlimited storage, $7 a month. And I'll be looking at that as well. Craig, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. Please sign up for that newsletter, CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:54, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. I got all excited there thinking it was, you know, not Tuesday. It's still Tuesday. I'm going to remind you, though, Friday the 13th, not going to be here. And it doesn't actually have anything to do with, trexidexophobia, something like that. That fear, well, if it's trexidexophobia, right, what are you? You're afraid of the, 10 outdoor decks or something. But anyway, it's like a fear of Friday the 13th. I'm not afraid of the number 13, but I have other stuff I'm doing on the 13th, so I won't be here. I'm just giving you the heads up. Don't get all nervous. Pretty sure Rich Herrera will be here. You know, we don't, compare schedules, but I'm pretty sure he'll be here with Richmond's Morning News. Make sure you're listening to him. I was listening to my buddy Rob Whitman this morning. You know, Rob has such a heavy lift sometimes because he's one of those guys who's an honest broker, if you will. You know, you're always going to get the truth with Rob. Now, you might not like it. It's possible. But, and he's telling people, we're not cutting the things that the leftists are telling you we're cutting in this one big, beautiful bill. It's just not happening. It's a little bit like the media folks and the leftists who are telling you these are mostly peaceful riots. No, they're really not. They're really not. And anytime you have people attacking law enforcement officers, there's a problem. When you have people attacking federal law enforcement officers, when you have people attacking the vehicles and the buildings that are owned by the federal government, I don't know how to break this to you. The phrase insurrection actually comes to mind. How about the people waving Mexican flags while they're doing this and burning American flags while they're doing this? I mean, the visuals are, they're just awful. They're just terrible. And the damage being done is real. And the Gavin Newsoms, the Karen Basses, the Maxine Waters of the world, and please include Abigail Spanberger because she's as big a leftist as they get. They're willing to sacrifice anybody and everybody to achieve their own personal political goals. If you like what's going on in Los Angeles right now, then you will love Virginia with Abigail Spanberger as governor because that's exactly what she's going to bring here. She will make Virginia California East. Tony Pham's up next, 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.